Welcome to the Herbert Art Gallery and Museum podcast series, bringing history and the arts to life for the people of Coventry and beyond.
I'm with Chris Kirby, who's Head of Collections and Programme at the Herbert Art Gallery and Museum. We're doing a big preview this month about Secret Egypt, which is a major blockbuster exhibition that the Herbert is generating itself. You're leading on this, Chris. Could you tell us a bit about Secret Egypt and what people can expect?
Sure. What we wanted to do with Secret Egypt was take a well-trodden subject, really, of ancient Egypt, and just deal with it in a really interesting and different way that would really get people's minds thinking about it. And the approach we've taken is that ancient Egypt is all around us. We see it in popular books, we see it in TV documentaries, we see it in blockbuster films. We see it in lots of images, in jewellery and so forth. Those modern images, those modern media representations of ancient Egypt, of course, perpetuate certain ideas about ancient Egypt. And we wanted to question some of those and think if they were right or not. And we wanted to invite the public to come in and question them with us by looking at the physical evidence of the past. So we're going to have over 200 fantastic objects from museum collections all around the country, which will provide the direct evidence of ancient Egypt. There will be a lot of subjects in there that will be familiar to people. So for instance, we talk about religion, we talk about art, we talk about the land of Egypt and why its resources were so important. But the way we're posing the questions, I think, is a really novel approach to it. I mean, take that example of did aliens build the pyramids? When we approached some of our lenders to borrow objects and we said, oh, by the way, we're doing an exhibition that's got to have this question in it, that some of them went rather pale because they thought we were going to sort of support some kind of very, how shall I put it, eccentric view of what ancient Egyptian objects were about and maybe come up with some kind of Stargate kind of explanation. When I assured them that it was just our way really of engaging with the public and taking an idea that people understand, you know, this idea that ancient Egypt is so fantastic in terms of the monuments and the art that it produced, that, you know, how was it possible for people living that long ago to have done that? And it's an amazing question, really. I mean, how could the Great Pyramid of Giza, one of the greatest monuments in the world, have been built by people with quite primitive technology? So it's very tempting to think of UFOs coming down and aliens helping to build these things. And what we do in the exhibition is we say, okay, take that idea, but look at all the factors, look at all the evidence. And one of the things we do, for instance, is we say, well, look at Egypt 1,000 years before any pyramids were built, and just see how sophisticated it was even then.
What can people expect them when they walk into the exhibition? Is it going to be like something, you know, is it going to be like walking into a part of the British Museum? Is it going to be quite modern, quite different?
What people are going to expect, I mean, we've put a lot of energy into the detail of the look of the exhibition itself, because we think that's really important. It isn't just about taking some fantastic objects and some pretty pictures and just throwing them together. We want people to have an experience, and we think this exhibition is just that. You'll come into this space and it will be quite dark. There'll be a lot of spotlit areas. It will feel a bit like a labyrinth. It will indeed feel like you're Indiana Jones coming in and discovering treasure. And we want to give that sense of expectation and excitement of doing that. And as you turn every corner, there will be a new exciting thing. There'll be a new interactive device for you to engage with. So we hope that people are just going to get the sense of the experience of the whole exhibition as much as looking at these great objects.
What are your top three objects in the exhibition? yours personally, or alternatively, if you'd rather, as we're here to sort of let people know about the exhibition, what do you think are the three objects that the public would be most interested in?
I think the ones that will interest people generally are undoubtedly an Egyptian mummy that we have, who's a lady called Perambas, who lived about 2,500 years ago, a little bit longer than that. And she was a chantress or singer in the temple of Amun. So she sang hymns on a daily basis. And when she died, she was in her late 60s. You know, she was in relatively good health, it seems, until she obviously died.